Well, welcome to the Youth Message for the online service. It's a service that we bring the gospel down to childlike understanding because, guess what? We're all children of the living God, and we should be able to understand things. And because the Bible is written in a way that even a child can understand if we take time to study it. I said that to say this. You've heard me say it many times. Jesus is not here with us today in the physical sense, but he is here with us today. Through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, he is with us. And I have a good story to tell you this morning, but before I tell it, I want to ask some of these things maybe to help us. Did you ever help Mom make an apple pie or bake a pie in general? Well, I pray that you did, because these things need to be passed down from generation to generations. But now, if you're going to make a pie, what do you need? Well, you need some eggs, don't you? And then you need some flour, and then you need some sugar. And if you're going to make an apple pie, you certainly need apples and a little bit of butter. Not margarine, but butter. Well, then if you do that, you have everything that you need. But I'm going to give to you the flour, and you the eggs, and you the sugar. Well, in a visual sense, I'm not actually giving them to you, but I want to think about it. Because then you say, well, is that all I need? All these things to make one pie? Well, if we do that, then we can eat the pie, right? And if we put everything together, now I guess we found something very important, isn't it? We need to find out that we needed everything to put together to make one pie. Well, that's the way it is with the way Jesus left us. When he lived here on this earth, the disciples wanted him to stay. But Jesus said something that you had just learned. He said that he had to go to be with the Father. And the disciples were very sad and said, they just wanted him to stay. But Jesus told him, no, no, no. It would be much better. You'd be much happier if I went back to the Father. For then, you'll even know God better because the Holy Spirit's going to come and teach you. Now, at first, we rather say, whoa, that's terrible, Jesus. Don't leave us now. But now we know, because we have history on our side, that it was the right thing to do. Now, sometimes people here wish they could have Jesus with us in the flesh all the time. And then they would only have one part of the pie, like we were talking about. Maybe like sugar. But because Jesus is with the Father, he knows and he rules over the whole world. So he can come to us in a very special and complete way. Now, this is Trinity Sunday, God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit. Wow. So he is just not with us some of the time, because when he sent us the Holy Spirit, he is with us at all times. Now, Jesus was with his disciples certain times when he was here in the flesh, but he promised to be with them always, with the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is here today in the form of the Holy Spirit, which meshes with our spirit, and then we can become one in Christ. And the Spirit will teach us and lead us into all things. Amen? Well, we're glad that you're here, and we know and are glad that Jesus is here. Amen?